This is Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, Saad, S-A-A-D, dictating for Dr. Maher Elder. Date of service is January 24, 2013. Patient's name is Mahmoud, M-A-H-M-O-U-D. Last name is Jaber, J-A-B-E-R. Patient's date of birth is 09-01-1958. Primary care physician is Uma, U-M-A. Last name is Gorepati, G-O-R-R-E-P-A-T-I, M-D. The address is 4160 John R. Street, number 730, Detroit, Michigan, 48201. Phone number is 313-831-7000. Fax number is 313-831-7002.
He's confident, but I will not. It's not the body language.
Next paragraph. Cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph. Reason for a visit. New consultation. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Jaber in our cardiology clinic today, who you know well as a very pleasant 53-year-old male with a past medical history, significant for coronary artery disease, status post. By 8 millimeter drug eluting stent in 2006.
You don't know?
Go ahead.
Comma, hyperlipidemia.
Mania. You guys said.
Rome isn't.
And kidney stones.
Is not the same as Moldova.
Period.
No, Moldova.
I know, but.
Mr. Jaber came in our cardiology clinic today as a new consultation, period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient states that he has been enjoying his regular state of health. The patient denies that he's had any recent episodes of chest pain. Patient states that he's had occasional episodes of headache that are associated with lightheadedness. However, they have not been severe in nature. In addition, the patient states that he has been experiencing some dyspnea on exertion, shortness of breath associated with the exertion.
Next service.
Patient denies any associated palpitations. In addition, any blurry vision or syncopal or presyncopal attacks.
January 24th.
Patient denies any lower extremity edema or intermittent claudication.
Date
of birth.
Period.
She's a new consultant.
Otherwise, the patient states that he has been compliant with his medications and follows up with his primary care physician regularly, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Number one, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement in 2006. Number two,
physician is John Anthony.
Hyperlipidemia. Number three,
B-O-L-L-M-E-R, M-D.
Kidney stones.
25250.
Number four,
Kelly Road, Roseville, Michigan, 480.
Internal hemorrhoid.
Number is 586-777-468.
Fax number is
586.
I told you almost.
Next paragraph. past surgical history. Patient's past surgical history is significant for.
Next paragraph.
Yeah, your colleagues. And someone told me you're probably
the pleasure of seeing Ms. Wall in our cardiology clinic today.
Coronary artery stent placement done in 2006. Next paragraph. Social history.
Fahad, when do you think you start?
Patient denies any history of tobacco use, alcohol use, or drug use. Next paragraph.
The first year you're gonna feel
family history. Patient's family history is significant for coronary artery disease in father and brother.
No probability that you will fail.
And
yes.
Hypertension and diabetes mellitus in his mother.
I mean, it will look tough.
Period.
So just go through it.
Next paragraph. Allergies.
Next
patient has no known drug allergies. Next paragraph. Physical examination. Vital signs. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure was 144 over 88. Pulse rate is 71 beats per minute. Weight is 220 pounds. Height is 5 feet, 9 inches tall. And BMI is 32.5. Please copy paste normal physical exam template. Additionally, please copy paste extended cardiovascular physical exam template normal. Period. Next paragraph.
So they're kind of raising the
bar.
Diagnostic investigations. Number one, EKG done on today's visit, January 24, 2013, shows a ventricular rate of 70 beats per minute.
Headaches. Or any recent color changes in the legs?
Normal sinus rhythm, normal access. Overall assessment of the EKG is that of a normal EKG. Period. Next number. Laboratory investigations done on 05/24/2012. Serum chemistry shows potassium level of 4.7, chloride of 107, glucose 89, BUN 14, creatinine 0.7, calcium 9.3, HbA1c 5.6.
Most of them are asking, when are you pulling in?
Lipid profile.
Yes.
Results indicate cholesterol of 158, LDL level of 99, HDL of 41, triglycerides of 91. A CBC indicates hemoglobin of 15.0, hematocrit of 45.1, WBC of 15.9, MCV of
92.4.
Period. Next number.
She also had a left total hip arthroplasty done on August 13th.
Cardiac catheterization report done on 11/29/2006.
Yeah, and then you have to.
I don't know, August 13th, 2012.
It's a lean.
Next paragraph.
Left heart cardiac catheterization findings indicate left main coronary artery appears to be normal. LAD and LCX.
I did not know.
Have no significant stenosis. Right coronary artery shows no significant stenosis. Left angiogram showed normal left ventricular function. LAD stent is widely patent. Impression of the catheterization is coronary artery disease with a widely patent stent of the left anterior descending. Period. Next number.
Pulse 90.
Cardiac catheterization procedure done on 5/24/2006.
Like your country, Italy, all in the nearby countries. Is that region called Romania by any chance?
No.
Findings of the cardiac catheterization were that the left main coronary artery appears to be normal. There was no significant stenosis. The LAD has 90% stenosis in its distal portion.
You guys all brought it up.
The left circumflex coronary artery have no significant stenosis. The right coronary artery showed no significant stenosis. Left ventriculogram showed normal left ventricular function with an ejection fraction of 60%. Cardiac catheterization led to a 3.5 by 8 millimeter drug eluting cipher stent in the LAD. Next number, colonoscopy. Done on 4/24/2012. Findings of the colonoscopy showed that the cecum looked normal. The ascending colon, transverse colon, descending colon, and sigmoid colon looked normal. The rectum showed internal hemorrhoid. Final impression of the colonoscopy was internal hemorrhoids. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, coronary artery disease. The patient has a known history of coronary artery disease. On today's visit, patient's blood pressure is 144 over 88. Patient has denied any symptoms or episodes of chest pain. Patient's coronary artery disease history is significant for stent placement in 2006 following left heart catheterization that was significant for a 90% stenosis in the LAD in the distal portion. Catheterization followed intervention via a 3.5 by 8 millimeter drug eluting cipher stent. Patient additionally had a left heart catheterization done in November of 2006. which showed that the left main coronary artery appears to be normal, period. The LAD and LCX had no significant stenosis, period. Right coronary artery shows no significant stenosis, period. Left angiogram showed normal left ventricular function, and the LAD stent is widely patent, period. On today's visit, we have recommended a stress test to assess for any refractory coronary artery disease. Period. The patient is currently on aspirin 81 milligrams after recently discontinuing the Plavix that was recommended post-stent placement, period. At this time, we have recommended the patient to continue on his current medical regimen of aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. We will follow up with the patient on when the results of his stress test have returned to assess his coronary function. Period. Next number, shortness of breath. On today's visit, the patient stated that he has episodes of shortness of breath related to exertion. At this time, we have recommended a 2D echocardiogram to assess any possible cardiac causes of his shortness of breath and exertion. In addition, we have recommended a pulmonary function test / DLCO to assess for any underlying pulmonary causes of his shortness of breath and exertion. We will follow up with the patient when these results return. In addition, we will continue to monitor the patient on his next follow-up visit so long as these symptoms are of any concern. At this time, we have not recommended any medical management and have recommended the patient to follow up with his primary care physician. Period. Next number. Hyperlipidemia. Patient has a known history of hyperlipidemia. Patient's most recent lipid profile was done on 05/24/2012, which showed a total cholesterol of 158. LDL of 99, HDL of 41, triglycerides of 99. Patient's currently on Zocor 40 milligrams at bedtime. At this time, we have recommended the patient to continue on his current medical regimen in addition to adhering to a low-fat diet. We will continue to monitor the patient on his future follow-up visit so long as this issue is a concern. In the meantime, we have recommended the patient to follow up with his primary care physician to maintain tight control of his cholesterol, period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Mahmoud, M-A-H-M-O-U-D, Jaber, J-A-B-E-R. Our phone number has been provided for him to call us with any questions or concerns. We will see Mr. Jaber back in 1 month period. Meanwhile, he is instructed to continue and see his primary care physician to ensure continuity of care. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, Saad, S-A-A-D, medical student, dictating for Dr. Maher Alder with all board certifications. This is under dictation.